Hey, this is Rick Remender, writer of Fear Agent, Black Science, and Tokyo Ghost. You are listening to Court of Nerds, my close and personal friends, who we have all had showers together and oil down parties. Take that, Scotty.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, your mom's favorite podcast about comic books, TV, movies, and gaming. I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm John.
I'm Emily.
And we are your Court of Nerds, bringing you a fun and lively discussion based on topical nerd things every single week. And this week, Emily, do you want to get to your pterodactyl scream out of the way?
No.
All right, fair enough. We're going to be talking...
<Save it. laughs>
We're going to be talking about animated films that should be made into live action based on the roaring success of just the trailers for Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which, John, didn't you post on Facebook it's going to make Titanic money?
Titanic money.
Yeah.
It probably will make more, actually.
So, Titanic-level money, and it's going to be great. I mean, the trailer looks incredible, if we want to talk about that for a second, because we all freaked out. I had tears of wow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... could the casting be any better? Could the cinematography look any more gorgeous?
It's perfect. I'm so excited.
Stacey, you said you had some thoughts, though.
Well, I'm a little concerned about the Beast and the CGI of it. I don't know. I'm not convinced yet. I remain skeptical. But just the story in general with Beauty and the Beast, I mean, it's used as a classic example of Stockholm Syndrome.
It's not, though.
Okay.
I can go all into this.
See, and I said the same thing. I was like, it's Stockholm Syndrome to an extent. Like, I would assume
Stockholm Syndrome would be Tangled.
Oh, no.
Also, Hunchback in Notre Dame, another Stockholm Syndrome. They're abusive. They tell their victim that they aren't going to be any good in the world. No one will love them in the world. And they foster this attachment to them via abuse.
Were they legit, like, locked up, though?
Tangled, yes.
Yeah, Rapunzel
Tangled.
Was.
Okay.
And well, so was Quasimodo. But not by the
person,
but not by the person that she fought. Yes.
But, yeah.
But at the same time, neither was Belle. After he let her out of the cage in the beginning, she could have left whenever she wanted to.
Couldn't you consider that, though, like, the beginning of Stockholm Syndrome? Like, maybe he felt like he had her when he decided to let her out.
But she didn't love him then.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean your interest isn't piqued. I mean, come on.
I don't know. I don't think it's Stockholm Syndrome for the fact that, you know, she's trying to help her dad out, and then she took his place, and she kind of figured out through the candlestick and the teapot that it was a curse, and she ended up falling in love with him for different reasons, not because she was captured by him. That's why I don't think it's Stockholm.
All right, enough amateur psychiatry up in here, okay?
First off. Correct.
None of us are doctors. We're all nerds.
Technically, okay? There's an actual phrase for it. It's Lima syndrome.
Oh, my God.
The Beast had Lima syndrome. He fell in love with his prisoner.
With
his different.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Reverse Stockholm.
Reverse Stockholm. It's like Orlando. I don't know.
Oh.
The reverse of Stockholm, Sweden, I assume, is Orlando, Florida. I don't know. Just think of opposite places. I don't know. Look, shut up. Psychiatry, geography, I'm bad at all of those things, but I'm really good at being a nerd, so we're going to get back to that. All right?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Fair enough. So the topic, and John, weren't you the one who proposed this topic?
I proposed the topic.
So launch your damn topic.
Well, I suggested, since they are doing all the animated films into live action, what should Disney do next, and what other animated films would you like to see be live action? So, let's start with you, Drew.
Oh, no, we're starting with you.
Oh,
this was your idea.
Oh, that's my idea. Okay, well, I'll go first then.
Wait, he's got to get out his notes.
Yeah, I have notes. I take notes. What's wrong with notes?
You guys all were so hard on me about having notes.
No.
Hey, I have
planner
notes
girl
today, too.
Over here.
You do?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with notes.
I don't have any of my planners.
Yeah,
thank you.
So, hey, dial it back a bit, murder face, okay?
God. Okay, first one. I've never seen Frozen. But they should probably do a live action.
What the hell, John?
Because
it seems popular.
People seem to like it. It's got a good beat and they can dance to it.
Absolutely. So I cast Frozen. Let's do Anna as Anna Kendrick. I think Anna Kendrick would be a great Anna.
Okay.
That makes sense. It's actually good casting for someone who's not seen the movie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was thinking either for Elsa, Jennifer Lawrence. Or, and the only reason I say this is because she's kind of a BA, and I think Elsa is kind of a BA in this movie. Am I correct?
Yeah, she is.
Would I be correct?
Yeah, kind of correct.
She could probably kill an entire town.
A little too old, maybe, but Charlize Theron. just because she's played the queen. She's kind of got
the icy thing.
The icy theme to her type of deal.
But I don't know that they could pull off that they're sisters.
Yeah, it's exactly. More like mother-daughter.
Yeah, that'd be things like a little
But I think Anna Kendrick and J-Law, they probably could. But can J-Law sing?
Well, and J-Law's, and I hate saying it, J-Law's features are too soft to play Elsa, to play the Ice Queen.
You know who would make a good one, just feature-wise? Emma Stone.
Yeah.
She's got the big Disney eyes.
Sharp features, sharp cheekbones. Yeah.
Still hot.
Still hot.
We'll yeah, I guess be as hot. A blonde.
And she can sing.
As a blonde, yeah. She did good as Gwen Stacy, so I can see that.
Good criteria, John.
You know, hey, this nerd, we got to put in all the nerd movies. For Kristoff, though, if you shaved Chris Hemsworth, he could be Kristoff.
Why would you shave Chris Hemsworth?
I know, it's tough. But he's got the baby face, so you need the kind of the baby face type of deal.
Yeah.
And for Olaf... Since I hate the guy who played Olaf, I'm not even going to mention his name because I hate him.
Yeah.
You get Bill Hader to just do the voice.
Okay, yeah. Small creature, Bill Hader. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's doing Alpha 5, so I mean, he's just, and he's done BB-8, and he's done a lot of other voices, so just give him another one.
He's already got that relationship with Disney, so exactly. That works.
Like, I know how much Bill Hader has done, but I always, like, default to that creepy character he plays on SNL, the I'm both terrified and aroused guy. Yes. Yes. So I'm like, I don't know if I want Olaf to sound like that, even though I know he's done other stuff. But and that's what I default to.
So the second one I have...
No, we're going to go around.
We're going to go around?
Were we supposed to cast the movies, too?
Yeah, that was one of the rules.
I don't remember that rule.
I don't remember that. You did not read that.
That was totally in there.
It was 100%.
Yeah, that was totally in there.
I didn't do it either.
I put that in there. Cast two leads in your film.
I am terrible at that anyways.
Well, IMDb.com.
Yeah, I'll let you guys stall for a minute. I'll go next.
Well, I can go in my number two.
I got one. It's okay. We'll bounce them back and forth until the ladies are ready.
Okay.
It's weird that you and I are the prepared ones.
I know, right?
It's an odd twist of fate.
Usually it is the other way around.
It is always the other way around.
Legit, like, I'm not going to do that. I can't.
Get out your phone. Start IMDb.
We'll cast it for you.
We'll do it for you. We'll talk it out.
That's fine.
Talk it out. Walk it out. Talk it out.
See, I got shut down on my J-Law anyway, so it's
cool.
Yeah,
it happens. You've not seen the movie.
It's also true.
Yeah. I went with my favorite animated movie, possibly of all time, or at least favorite American animated movie. I went with Aladdin. I want to make a real-life Aladdin so badly it hurts me inside, because the perfect Aladdin currently exists, and his name is Dev Patel. The guy is an Oscar-caliber actor, and he looks exactly like Aladdin. And I suggested this to someone at our office today, and she said, yeah, but wouldn't he need to bulk up a little bit? No. Because if I'm making real-life Aladdin, I want him to actually look like a malnourished street rat, not like a hunky, ripped-up dude.
Do you think Dev Patel looks like a street rat?
No, but he's not muscular and ripped like Aladdin was in the animated movie.
Yeah, that's the point, right?
Yeah, that's where I was going for, yeah. I mean, where did Aladdin get all the proteins to get that ripped up? He's stealing bread.
Yeah, and giving it to monkeys.
Right, and sharing it with children like an idiot.
But look at all the stunts that he's doing throughout the city, though. Like, he has to have some muscle in order to pull
some
off
sort of
that.
Muscle mass, sure, but it's lean, it's sinew, you know, it's not bulky.
It's stolen muscle mass.
Is it
mass.
Weird that we're talking about males' bodies like
no,
this
it's
with
not
you guys?
Weird. We're comfortable.
He needs to be sinewy.
Yeah, thin, you know.
Sinewy,
yeah.
That word makes me hungry, and I think that's wrong.
Yeah, oh no, that's hungry, totally right.
Are you both disturbed and aroused?
Hungry for some man.
Oh,
maybe.
Me some
too
mans.
Much.
Hey-o.
Did I go too far? No, okay.
No,
continue,
all right,
Drew.
Good, continue. All right, cool. For Jasmine, I wanted to completely avoid pulling an M. Night Shyamalan and whitewashing this movie. So I went with, and I'm going to butcher this girl's name, Deepika Padukone. She's currently starring opposite... Vin Diesel in the new Triple X movie.
Yeah,
gorgeous, of Indian descent, so she fits in with the theme of the film. She fits in with the actual Jasmine, and she is right around the same age as Dev Patel, so it could work out beautifully. I didn't go so far as to cast Jafar or the King, but I would actually want the voice of Iago to still be Gilbert Godfrey. Like, don't change that.
I think
that's
a given.
Yeah, you don't change that. Like,
no.
You don't mess with perfection. The genie is where it gets really tough.
That was what I was going to ask you.
The genie is where it gets really, really tough. Because you would have loved to have had Robin Williams do it. But I think if you're going to go for someone who's going to be probably motion acting this character as well before it's CGI'd, I'd go with Jim Carrey. Same kind of wacky voice ability, wacky facial expressions. They'd pick up all that stuff. His movements are the kind of genie type movements. So I figured Jim Carrey would be the right casting move.
I absolutely agree. I think Jim would be very good at that.
Very good. Very,
I think
very
if you're
good.
Gonna have to, if you're gonna replace Robin Williams, I think for Genie anyway,
yeah,
Jim Carrey would be a top three choice.
I think that's pretty much your only option if you want to stick with the same kind of wackiness.
Yeah.
But yeah. nobody does it like...
No, nobody. It's not going to be the same. Yeah. Nothing's going to be the same. But you can try and get it close. You want the attitude. You want the essence of the character without the specifics. And I think that's what a lot of this recasting things with real people is. Stacey, do you want to try one of yours? And we'll see where
we go.
Yeah, if
you guys want to... I seriously suck at that
stuff. I'll go next again. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't care.
Well, my first one, because I also have two... Pocahontas, because I always love...
That's my second one.
I always love Pocahontas.
Well, good, then we can talk about John's casting.
Yeah, what are your cast?
Since
yeah.
John did the whole assignment.
Okay.
Wow.
So Pocahontas, I was thinking...
I'm going to move that back to Murder Face, by the way.
Fine, Murder Face, whatever.
So Pocahontas was thinking... I was trying to think of girls who could sing as well.
Right.
So I went, and I also didn't want to whitewash it with at least a Native American, or try to find somebody with a little bit of color in them.
Yeah.
So I went Lea Michele from Glee.
Yeah.
I thought she would have been perfect for at least Pocahontas. I mean, she's got a little... She's Mexican, right?
She's Jewish.
Jewish. So even worse. That's even... I am whitewashing this.
Did you just say that being Jewish is worse?
No.
He thought he was doing well, thinking that she was Hispanic, but he realized she's not even Hispanic at all, so that's... Yep.
Okay, so that's thrown out the window. But she can sing, and she's got a darker complexion, anyway, unless she's just tan. But for John Smith, Chris Hemsworth again. I went with Chris Hemsworth.
Dude, do you got, like, a bromance going on?
I just, you know, it's tall, blonde men.
Yeah.
I'm casting for both of these movies, and Chris Hemsworth comes to mind with long hair. Thor without a beard is John Smith. I mean, if you think about it.
Okay. We'll talk about your crush later.
Yeah, John, Lea Michele is Italian and Jewish.
Italian.
Yeah, that would be why you're drawn to her.
You know who else would be good as John Smith? I can never pronounce his name, but Jaime on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be good, fantastic at it.
Back when he had the...
Yeah, the little flow there.
The luxurious...
He could also work for Kristoff.
As long as you're a blonde and
all
man.
Of your Aryan race actors are doing great
it's
job.
It's working out. You're welcome.
Wow.
Emily, help me out. Bail me out here. Something, anything. Next movie to catch.
Is that not good?
No, you're good. You're great.
It's too good, John.
Totally whiffing on Lea Michele. You're great.
Well, no, I'm surprised. Either way.
I am a big fan of the less successful Disney movies because I think they're like diamonds in the rough. Aladdin reference.
Yes. Yes.
So I don't have a lot of casting for it, but I want a live-action Emperor's New Groove.
Yes! That was mine!
Thank you.
Stacey literally made me watch that the other week.
I did. We had no choice. It's a fantastic movie.
The thing is like those... Obviously, John Goodman would just play Pacha.
Yes.
Because he's already that character.
He's not very nimble, though. Like,
no.
There's parts of that where you have to be kind of athletic, and I'm not
so
sure
that... that. Wire work, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know who else I'd cast, though, because, I mean, voice actors are so... Obviously, Kronk would be... What's his name? Who does Kronk's voice?
Putty. It's Putty. It's David Putty. That's
the
his
tick
name.
Guy.
Yes. Okay.
This is why I
he
can't
would just
be
Kronk. He can just play his character.
Right, but I think part of what we have to think about is those two work because they're still the right age for their characters.
Yes.
The issue is, like, Cusco is supposed to be, like, what, 18?
Yeah.
David Spade cannot be Cusco in this.
No, David Spade cannot be Cusco.
No. So that one's a little more difficult, but I think somebody who would be really funny as Cusco, Aziz Ansari.
Aziz would be good as Cusco. I had Grant Gustin in mind.
Okay. Yep.
You know, goofy kind of.
He's so sweet, though.
Yeah.
Cusco's
are we whitewashing it?
I mean, a little
bit. Well, Aziz isn't. Aziz is not whitewashing it, but it's completely wrong.
Right. But if we're going Goodman
continents.
And Putty, we're already whitewashing this bitch. So
yeah.
Not much you can do about
true.
That.
And I don't know who I'd pick as
Yzma.
Yzma, because
I don't know.
Do Eartha.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
I feel like Jane Fonda or something.
I was thinking
Lily Tomlin. I don't know.
Or Glenn Close.
Glenn Close.
Glenn Close would be good.
Yeah, of her Cruella.
Yeah.
She can play that.
And she's a lot older now, but still fabulous.
Still wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw out my second one because I went kind of lazy on it, but I'm okay with that.
Okay.
A Bug's Life?
No. First of all, brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. No, I went with Tangled because it is one of my favorites. I love Tangled very, very much. And you just cast Zach Levi and Mandy Moore. That's the easy part, right? I mean, come on. They're beautiful people playing beautiful people. It's not hard to do. They can both sing. I want to see them have the scene in the boat, and I want to cry like a little schoolgirl. But the other role that you absolutely have to nail it on is Mother Gothel.
I love Gothel.
Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
Susan Sarandon as Mother Gothel would be delicious. Her and Mandy Moore doing a duet would win all the Oscars. All the Oscars.
I love it.
John, what was your third one?
Titan A.E.
Titan A.E.
You want to argue.
Titan A.E.
Let's do it.
I mean, look, Titan A.E. is a favorite at our house. If it's ever on, we stop and watch it. I can't help it.
A live-action Titan A.E. would... It's a space epic. I mean, you want a sci-fi movie... This one would be it, especially if you put the money into it. If you gave it a $200 million budget and let either Disney or whoever did Titan A.E. use the technology that's out right now, especially with the Dredge, because the Dredge are like this crazy alien creature with glowing blue, and you could make it look really cool, especially like when they did in Warcraft, how they made that, like the ogres and everything, the orcs, like kind of a glow, a green almost, and the wizards glow a green and a blue. Like, they could do that now, and a live action would be great. Now, the casting, I think you should use the people that voiced it from the original.
No, you're nuts. You're absolutely nuts.
It's just, age is maybe the only thing that would be worse, but I think Drew Barrymore would still play a good character. You could A-frame cut her, and she's like kind of a little older, a little more brash, and then Matt Damon's character, you could pick somebody else for Matt Damon.
Listen, the only person that needs to come back is Bill Pullman. Okay, Bill Pullman as Corso. Comes back, okay?
All right.
But you have to replace everyone else. Drew Barrymore can't be Akima. Can't be.
Why?
She's too old.
Is she?
She, yes.
All right.
Yes, just like Matt Damon is too old to play Kale. Matt Damon is significantly too old to play Kale.
They do need, I think they need someone a little bit older than Kale to play, what's her name? Akima, but...
But not much. We're
but
talking
not
like
much.
A year or two. You're talking, yeah. You're talking about like
maybe
Mrs.
2733.
Are we
2735?
Tried to cast
deal.
Akima as an Asian person since the character's Asian, even though the voice actor isn't.
I'd say yes. I would say you can write that wrong. Huh?
Okay. Who'd you get?
Well, first of all, I've already done my recasting of Kale, and I don't know Ansel Elgort, the guy who was in Fault in Our Stars.
Okay.
He's got the right face. He looks, you know, he's ripped.
I don't know who this is.
Yeah, you can Google that. You can Google that and then realize how right I am. It's cool. Take your time. It's fine. We're not doing a podcast or anything.
You can continue.
Not a visual medium.
You're the one who chose a really, like, off-the-grid actor and expected us all to know who it was.
Yeah, jerk.
Well, yeah.
He was in this one independent film. You guys should know him, though. You fucking hipster.
That was a massive hit. That was a massive hit. That is a bullshit accusation.
Oh, so he's in the Divergent series, too?
Yeah.
All right.
He's been in a bunch of hit movies.
Yeah, but no one knows his name. Here. That's rude. I'm sure people know your name.
Yeah.
I didn't know who you were until he said it.
How's this? But. You could go with Elodie Young. Elektra from Daredevil for Ooh. Akira.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The show.
Is that a better idea than
the
Drew
TV
Barrymore?
Show.
Yeah, yeah. That's a better idea than Drew Barrymore. Well, yeah.
Wow.
You guys are...
That'd probably be good with that haircut, too.
Yeah.
It would work really well.
Yep. You could also go...
I like Drew Barrymore, though. I mean, whatever.
What about the chick from that terrible Suicide Squad movie?
Who played Katana?
Yeah. What about her?
I like her. Hang on, I'm trying to think. Oh my gosh.
The girl from Pacific Rim?
Here we go. Devin Aoki would be perfect for it too.
Yep.
You thinking, oh gosh. And I can't think of her name right now from Pacific Rim. But yes, you can't.
Rinko Kikuchi.
Yeah. You can't go back to Drew Barrymore to play a character that was supposed to be Asian from the beginning.
That's fair. I mean, it's fair. I mean, they're doing it in Ghost in the Shell, but
I know, and nobody liked that either. So you know, if we as fictional casting directors can right a wrong,
let's just say if that movie ends up being good, no one will even talk about her being white.
No, they still will.
I don't know.
They still will.
If the movie makes the money and it's good,
you don't know Tumblr like I do.
You're on Reddit. You know people are still going to talk about.
I'm never on Tumblr.
Yeah. All right. Does anyone else have any suggestions that we didn't get to yet?
I had one.
Okay. What do you got?
I have to remember which one it was. Because I had two other ones that I was looking at and such. I lost it.
How about The Brave Little Toaster, Drew?
We're not doing The Brave Little Toaster as a live action movie. That's not happening. It's a terrible idea. Not happening. Don't do it.
Have you guys ever seen Monster House?
Yes.
I feel like that would be a great live action movie.
I think you could do it.
Yeah. I think you could just cast it with the kids from Stranger Things and you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually a really good idea. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
You just casted Monster House.
Yeah, boom.
Pay us, Disney.
Give us the monies.
I figured it out. The other one I wanted was another obscure one, but Treasure Planet.
Treasure Planet?
Mm-hmm.
That is an obscure one.
Yep.
Another
so good.
Another book adaptation, though, with a twist, mm-hmm. a futuristic Treasure Island.
Yes, and it's all a spaceship and everything like that, but it's got a really great cast already, and it's another one of those there where you can kind of pull the people who did it. We'd have to get somebody else to play the lead, though, because Joseph Gordon-Levitt is not a 15-year-old boy anymore.
Not as young as spry as he used to be, no.
He can pull off a younger character than he is, but I don't think he can go teenager.
Yeah.
What about Fern Gully? Oh, they already did it.
What, really?
It's called Avatar.
Did they do a live action?
Avatar.
But did anybody see Atlantis?
That was the other one. I was going between those two. Like, which other obscure Disney movie that no one has seen can I pick?
I love how you've said they're all obscure, and I know every single one that you've listed.
They're not like the like Disney classics that get released from the vault.
Well, it's like the princessy. Like, I feel like you and I could. I mean, we're chick bros, so mm-hmm. the super princessy ones. Mm-hmm. Granted, we like them. You know, I like Pocahontas. Yeah. You like Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. but I would much rather have. You know, Atlantis and Milo and
I like
all
to
that,
rediscover those ones that, like, I watched maybe once or twice when I was a kid, and then I watch it now, I'm like, why did I not watch this over and over again? My favorite Disney movie is Hercules, though. And that's not one that most people...
I never got into that.
James Woods as Hades is my favorite thing in the entire world.
I'll give you that.
I love Hercules.
I'm obsessed.
I am surprised you didn't say Mulan.
Well, I do love Mulan, but I also think that there are so many ways that it could go wrong. If you tried to do it as a live-action film, you know, Dragon could look terrible, and you have to somehow figure out how to work in the cricket without it getting lost in the gigantic battle scenes. You have to figure out how to pull off those gigantic battle scenes. And there's a lot to go into it.
Well, they've done gigantic battle scenes before.
Yeah, and you can say that about Aladdin, too. Like, what about the tiger? Like,
that's the tiger doesn't talk.
No, but...
Yeah, but the dragon does.
Yeah.
So you have to have a goofy, fictional like creature mm-hmm. in with real people. Like for the tiger in Aladdin, do you know what you get? You get a tiger.
What about Jungle Book? Don't they talk in Jungle Book?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
But that's also a bear. And a human, a child standing next to a bear, isn't going to get lost on a giant screen like a human standing next to a cricket.
Yeah, but I mean...
Unless it's a really big cricket.
Did you lose Mushu and the cricket in the cartoon version? Were those big battle scenes?
Again.
No. They're still there.
I guess I see your point.
Yeah,
I see your point, but I think that
I thought about
somebody
Mulan,
could find a way to do it.
I thought about trying to cast Mulan, and then I thought about trying to make Mulan, and I was like, that's someone else's problem.
Mulan would cost too much money to make, I think.
Yeah,
Mulan you're talking Lord of the Rings type money to make it, because you're going to need those type of battle scenes. You're going to need the dragon.
Right, and I mean, Mulan 2 was no Two Towers, okay?
No. Absolutely not.
I'm sorry, there was a Mulan 2.
Yes.
I think that's the point, right?
Yeah, that's the joke. well, this was fun. We had a good time. Beauty and the Beast, of course, a movie we're all excited about. I want to touch on this before we go, and I think it might sneak its way into John Does Movies as well, but I want to talk to you guys about it. Batfleck bailing on Batfleck.
I think I know why.
Why do you want to save that for John Does Movies in the Newscast?
No, we can talk about it right now.
Because this just is crazy to me. The guy wrote the movie, is planning on starring in the movie, and is no longer going to direct the movie. Like, it feels like an I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
I don't think it's him. I think it's Warner Bros. Saying you just cost us $75 million with that flop of a gangster movie that you just put out. We don't want you to direct this one.
That's right. Live by Night was a flop, critically and commercially.
Majorly flopped with critics, has zero Oscars. Warner Bros. Is reporting they're going to lose $75 million on that movie. They don't want to take the risk, especially on a movie that they need to do really, really well at the box office.
So here's the catch, though, is now you have to get a director who's bigger than Ben Affleck. You have to get somebody who's going to walk on set and basically smack Affleck in the face with, you know, their genitals and say, no, I am the captain now. I am the captain. You do what I say.
No one is. This movie's not happening, I'm pretty sure.
You don't think it's happening?
Not now that... Who the hell is going to walk in there and be able to take the reins from the guy who basically made this movie happen?
Right.
Who basically wrote everything.
Yeah. Well,
look at what happened with Deadpool. Ryan Reynolds, didn't the director for the next Deadpool drop out because and Ryan Reynolds had creative differences?
Yeah. Well, casting differences. Mm-hmm. The director wanted someone who doesn't look like Cable to play Cable, and Reynolds was like, that's not Cable.
Yep.
You know, Cable is yoked. Mm-hmm. So, and I think there's maybe one or two names, and the most interesting name, and the only one I saw that would make sense is George Miller, who did Mad Max Fury Road.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy who can walk in, tell Ben Affleck what's up, and there was also rumor that they wanted him for Superman 2. So it would make sense to get him involved with the studio and let him helm your two biggest franchises. As long as they don't give it to David Goyer, I'm okay.
Or you can call up Chris Nolan.
Be like, hey, Josh Trank's not doing anything.
Hey, remember those movies that you did Once Upon a Time?
Is the guy successful. The guy in the bat suit?
One more, come on.
We don't have Christian Bale anymore, it's cool.
Swear to me! That being said, we are your Court of Nerds. I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm John.
I'm Emily.
Be sure to check us out at thecourtofnerds.com. Follow us on Twitter at court_of_nerds. And like us on Facebook. Anything else? Anybody want to throw anything else in there? We good?
Follow me, JKL2387.
Stop, don't do that. Stop doing that. Don't follow him. He's awful. It's awful. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including the new weekly news roundup. And that's so Braven.
You can find us on Facebook and follow all the things that we like at Court of Nerds, and follow us on Twitter at court_of_nerds. We're online at thecourtofnerds.com.